I miss him so much. I miss seeing Dad at dinner and when he would say goodnight. I feel so empty now.
When you're going through a hard time, God wants you to know He understands. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. I'm so glad you're tuned in today. Sorrow and loneliness are things that no one wants to experience. That deep sadness you feel when a best friend moves away or maybe a loved one dies, it can feel like you'll never be happy again. If that's where you are today, remember this: God knows all about it and He understands the situation you're in. He loves you and cares about what's happening. So whatever hard time you're dealing with, make sure to tell God about it and then find encouragement in His Word. Our story today is called Little Guy. Maeve curled up on the sofa and looked at her parakeet. Her father had given her the little bird only a short time before he died. "This little guy will keep you company," Dad told her, and that was why Maeve had named him Little Guy. Dad had been gone 6 months now. Although Maeve was getting used to the emptiness his death had brought to the house and her life, she still missed many things. Dad in his place at the table, the sound of his laugh, the way he used to tap a goodnight signal on her bedroom door. There was a sadness in Mom's eyes, too, and Maeve knew she missed Dad a lot. Maeve noticed that her parakeet was perched dejectedly in his little brass cage. She had cleaned the cage and gave him fresh water and seeds, but he hadn't chirped lately. "Mom, what's wrong with Little Guy?" Mom studied the little bird huddled on his perch. "He's molting. Did you notice all the feathers he's lost? Sometimes birds get droopy and stop singing during the molting period. He just needs a little time." Mom put an arm around Maeve. "You and I are a little like that right now. We've pretty much lost our desire to sing too, but Jesus knows how we feel, and He will be with us through this so we can keep singing His praises." "We can still sing even though we're sad?" asked Maeve. "I thought singing and praising God was something you did when you're happy or grateful for something." "It is," Mom said. "But, unlike your parakeet, we can still sing and praise God even when we're sad, because Jesus died to save us and is always with us. He is still king over everything, and He knows we miss Dad very much and promises to care for us. Remember the wonderful promises we read from the Bible earlier this week?" Maeve nodded. "They mentioned that God cares for the fatherless, that's me, and widows, that's you." She gently poked a finger into the cage, touching the bird's soft green feathers. "I guess that's something I can sing about, even though I'm sad," she said softly. Little Guy cocked his head and ruffled his feathers. Then he chirped, almost as if he understood. Well, how about you? Is there something going on in your life that's making you feel sad and lonely? Maybe you lost a parent or a friend, or you're dealing with some other great sorrow. God knows all about it, and He loves you, and He cares about what's happening. Pray about your problems and depend on Him to help you through them. Even when things are hard, you can praise Him and thank Him for His great love for you. Our key verse is Psalm 68:5. And our key thought for today, God understands your situation. 1.3 billion kids around the world don't know anything about Jesus, but you can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It combines God's Word and great stories with a creature feature stuffed animal. Help just one other kid learn about Jesus at keysforkids.net/storyteller. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.